Hello, and welcome to the Three-Way Mirror Podcast, where we show you a reflection of the thoughts and insights on anything and everything from three lifelong best friends. I'm Samantha.
I'm Brianna.
I'm Kylie, and today we're going to be talking about the upcoming movies that we are excited to see in 2019. So, quick little disclaimer, I'm not the movie gal in the group here, so I have a select few, and they are all Disney movies. Sorry, not sorry, because Disney is my life, so... So I'm going to start off with, I think, the most hyped up movie that's releasing soon, which is the remake of The Lion King. I think everybody is so excited for it. It's such a classic. It's going to be amazing. Like, from the trailers and everything, the animation, the production just looks phenomenal. Simba looks adorable. I think Beyonce and Donald Glover as Simba and Nala, I think those are the perfect people to play them. They're going to be amazing. And yeah, I'm super stoked for it. What do you guys, are you guys excited for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was on my list too.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. I actually heard a few complaints about it being like scene for scene, but I've also heard people say they like that it's scene for scene because they're not trying to redo The Lion King. It's just the live action. They're just making it live action. So I like that it's going to be pretty, it's still going to be the same movie. Like, The Lion King is not a movie that needs to be redone completely, you know?
Right.
So
I didn't
I've heard
know
some
that.
Complaints about that, but I don't think that's, I think once people see it, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I did not know that. I'm actually really excited about that.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of times they try to remake a movie and this doesn't need to be remade. It's just,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Unnecessary stuff is sometimes added and things are taken away and it's like, well, why do you even bother?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. I'm even more excited now.
But yeah, The Lion King. Yeah. I'm excited for, what's their name? Billy Eichner and is it Seth?
Rogen?
Yeah, why was I blanking on Seth Rogen's name? For Timon, Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I'm so excited. I crack up every time, like, their little clip comes on in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So my first movie, I guess technically it's kind of Disney, but not the Disney that Kylie is interested in. It's more, so it's Marvel Sony,
mm-hmm.
and it is Spider-Man Far From Home, because Spider-Man is my boy, and I'm just so excited that I'm a Marvel MCU freak. And, yeah, so I already have my tickets, and I'm just super stoked for that movie. So,
yes.
Yep, that's my first movie.
That was my first movie as well. So, yes, I cannot wait. Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man for me, personally.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to ask, is this the continuation of his Spider-Man?
Yeah, it's the second one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah, he's great. I saw the first one, he was great.
Yeah, and this one looks really good. And I'm really excited.
Jake Gyllenhaal's in it.
Yes. I'm just excited to see Tom and Zendaya's love interest with Peter and MJ.
Same. That's, like, one of my all-time favorite comic book couples. So, you know, I'm stoked for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited about the first movie. Obsessed.
Well, since you took my first one, I'll have to go to my second one. My second one is It Chapter 2.
Yes.
I love the first one, and I think it's hilarious, actually, that I like it so much, and that I'm excited, because that was my least favorite movie as a kid. I hated the original. It was my first scary movie. I'm pretty sure I watched it when I was, like, 4 years old, because my mom didn't care. She let us watch scary movies, and I remember seeing that they were making the first one. I was not happy, not excited, but it just was good. Like, the kids were hilarious, so I'm excited to have, like, the scarier aspect. And have, like, the second one when they're all grown up. And James McAvoy's in it, and he's an incredible actor. And I'm really excited to see what they do with the second part of it.
Same. I'm so excited for it. Like, I need a full-length trailer to come out already.
Yes.
Because I'm super stoked for that movie. I remember seeing the original miniseries. Because technically, I don't think it's, like, considered a movie. But I liked and hated it. I liked it because it was... Like, I thought it was good, but I was also a kid. It certainly doesn't hold up, but I just thought Tim Curry was, like, such a good Pennywise. And I think Bill Skarsgård is so good.
He is.
Yeah.
He's so creepy. And he's so, like, he was born to play that role, I think. And
mm-hmm.
he was fantastic. And I'm so excited for that movie.
Yeah. And I wasn't saying, like, the original wasn't good. I just was so terrified. I hated the scariness of it. I wasn't
really
into scary as a kid. But now I'm starting to get into the scary movies.
Yeah, I'm not one for scary movies either. So I'm probably not going to see it. But I saw the first one and I didn't hate it. It's just not my, like, thing. And now that I'm here alone, it's not something I would go see by myself, you know. But I'm sure I'll see it once it gets released to the streaming services and the and DVD. Like, I'm not opposed to watching it, but it's not one that I'm super stoked for. Yeah. So my next movie is, okay, I'm going back a teeny tiny bit because I know it just came out, but the Aladdin remake, I haven't seen it yet, and I want to. It looks
mm-hmm.
good. And I know a lot of people, sorry, I keep talking about complaints, but people were so worried that Will Smith was going to try to emulate Robin Williams and try to remake Robin Williams as the genie. And people were like, I hope he doesn't do that, blah, 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 blah. Because Robin was just so great in that role. And from what I've heard, he didn't do that. He made it his own. And I heard it was great. I heard the whole thing was great, but I heard Will Smith especially. He actually, I mean, those are big shoes to fill. And I really want to see it. I don't know if I'll get to it before it leaves the theaters, but I'm excited to see it at some point.
Yeah. I want to see it too. I mean, I feel like with any role as big as Robin Williams made that role, I feel like everybody would think that with any actor. So I'm glad that Will didn't. Like, I'm glad he made it his own. I kind of expected him to make it his own. I mean, it's Will Smith. He makes everything his own. He's a special person. But yeah, I definitely want to see it too. I just want to hear the songs live, like, obviously not live, but like, see it with like a live person. I think it'll be really interesting to watch. I want to see it too. I haven't gotten to it yet, unfortunately.
Yeah. I love this whole train that Disney's on with their live action remakes of classics.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
As you'll see, because I have a couple more coming up. But we all know these movies as a 2D animation. But now that we're so far along and so advanced in our technology, the fact that we're able to make these fully real CGI movies of these classics and just give a new twist on it, keeps things interesting. And I love it. I love this train that they're on. And everyone else clearly does too, because they're killing it.
So kind of speaking about, even though, you know, Aladdin was technically a remake or a live action version of a film, you know how Hollywood loves their reboots, remakes, sequels. Well, the next movie that I have on my list, well, it's not the next movie, but it's on my list, so I'm just going to say it, is the Jumanji sequel. I'm so excited for it. I did not expect to love the first one as much as I did. I genuinely only
mm-hmm.
saw it for Nick Jonas. I'm not even going to lie. But I came out of it, absolutely loved it. I loved pretty much everything about it. That dance fight scene, absolute perfection.
Oh,
like,
God.
There needs to be something
incredible
similar to that or something in the sequel, or I'm going to be really upset, because that was just one of the best scenes. And Jack Black and Karen Gillan together were hilarious. And
mm-hmm.
Jack Black and Nick together were hilarious. I hope we see it, because I know Nick's in the sequel too, but I'm afraid that he's not in it a lot, like he wasn't in the first one a lot. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
obviously I'm not seeing it just for him this time, but I'm really excited for that movie. I think it comes out in December.
Yes, I looked up. That's on my list as well. I'm very excited for that movie. I was pleasantly shocked at how good it was too. Like, I thought it was gonna be good. I wasn't specifically seeing it for Nick, but that was like a really big bonus for me that he was in it. But I was shocked at how much I liked it as well. The Rock and Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart are hilarious. Kevin Hart is one of the funniest people, I think, ever, for me personally. And I just think the roles were perfect for them. And I'm really excited for the second one too. I think it's gonna be just so good. So the next one that I have is, it's one that's in theaters now. I really want to see it, is Dark Phoenix, because my girl Sophie Turner, because I love her and she's incredible. And I was never a big fan of the X-Men movies. Like, I watched them, but I wasn't like a diehard fan of them or anything. I'm still not a diehard fan, but I think they're really cool and interesting movies, and there's really cool powers. I also love Ty Sheridan, who plays Cyclops. He's one of my favorite, like, nowadays actors. I love him. And so when I found out he was in the last one, that's when I really kind of started picking up back up on X-Men. And then obviously I found out Sophie was in it, and I love her from Game of Thrones. But yeah, I really want to see that.
So my next movie is Frozen 2, which the trailer actually just released. I think this morning or maybe yesterday, Monday.
No, it was this morning.
Yeah, and watched it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so different from the first Frozen. Like, the first Frozen is so cute and innocent, and it's just like a cute sister bonding story, but this one's like way more intense. And I have a little bit of a personal connection with Frozen. And I know everyone thought the first movie was so overrated, and it was like, oh my gosh, like, over it after 5 minutes. I still love the movie, and I guess my personal kind of connection to it is that my older sister and I are pretty much like Elsa and Anna. Like, my older sister is Elsa, I'm Anna, and so we connected with those characters a lot, and we actually got matching snowflake tattoos, not frozen tattoos, but just to simulate their sistership and what they went through and our sistership. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
So I know the sequel is more about the history of their city, Arendelle, and more about the mythology and how their kingdom started and all that stuff, which I like. But there were so many dark themes in the trailer that I wasn't expecting. The animation looks phenomenal. Like, Elsa's like running across the sea, freezing it and stuff. And the soundtrack sounds incredible. Can't wait for that. And they're stepping it up, and it looks incredible.
Yeah, for sure. I saw that trailer and I was like, Frozen 2 is going on my movie list, because I wasn't really excited for it either, but I was like, that trailer was bomb, and I love Kristen Bell, I love Idina Menzel, I love Jonathan Groff. Frozen 2, that's going to be hella good.
Yes.
It looks so good. So, yeah. So, I think it's my turn again. And let's see here. Okay, kind of throwing it back to scary movies again. I'm excited for Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I don't know if you guys have seen that. I know, Samantha, you saw it because we saw a movie together and that was a trailer. But
yeah, that looks so good.
So it's based on a book, and it's Guillermo del Toro is doing it. And the book, I remember reading it as a kid, and there was this one specific story that stuck out to me about this girl that wore a ribbon around her neck, like, her whole life. And nobody, like, she never took it off. And then she, like, when she was on her deathbed, her husband said something, or I don't know, did something, and she was like, take my ribbon off, or whatever, and he did, and her head fell off, and that, like, scarred me for life. But I'm excited for Guillermo del Toro's Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yeah. I'll keep it on track with the scary movie for another one. I'm excited for Child's Play.
Yes, that's not on my list, but I agree.
I love Aubrey Plaza. I think she's going to do incredible. And I will say I'm not too thrilled with the way Chucky looks.
Mm-hmm.
He looks kind of weird. I don't know, something off about him. Like, I don't know. He looks more like I know he's a doll, but he's supposed to look like he should look alive. Like, that's the whole point of him. He's a doll that's alive. But he looks kind of, like, extra doll-like with, like, these weird, like, puffy cheeks. And I don't know, I'm not too sure how he looks, but I think the movie itself is going to be really good because, like, since the movie was made so back when, they did the best they could with what they had, but the effects nowadays can be, like, more improved and better. I mean, it's 2019, it's much better, like, effects they can do. So I'm excited to see how it's different now than where it was when the originals came out. And we have, like, a Chucky doll in our house. We always have. And Chucky movies we've just always watched. I mean, I always was scared of those movies, but there's something... I was always able to watch those. I think this one looks extra creepy, and I'm really excited for it. Like, so excited.
Yeah, no thanks.
That's one of the top ones I'm excited for.
I'm not hopping on this scary movie train.
I'm excited to hear how Mark Hamill does as the voice of Chucky, because I love him, and he's such a good voice actor.
He is. I'm excited for that, too. I think the voice is going to be perfect. It's just that face. There's something weird about it. But, yeah, I'm so excited.
Well, speaking of Mark Hamill, I could say Star Wars, but I'm going to say Joker, which he's not in, but he's famous for playing the Joker in Batman the Animated Series, and he's probably the best Joker that we've ever had, even though people think it's Heath Ledger, and Heath Ledger's great. He was fantastic. He won a freaking Oscar for the role, but... yeah, Mark Hamill played a great Joker, and I'm excited to see Joaquin Phoenix play Joker because I think he's a fantastic actor as well. I'm really excited for that movie, and I just think the trailer was good. Even though DC can be off sometimes, it's apparently not part of their current universe of movies like Shazam and Wonder Woman and Batman vs. Superman. I don't think it's in that same universe, so it'll be like something else. I'm really excited to see what they do with it. And even though I'm not usually a fan of, like, villain backstories, I think it could be really interesting. Like, I think Gotham did a good job with Cameron Monaghan as Joker. So, you know, it could be done really well. And I'm excited to see what Joaquin Phoenix does it with his caliber of acting talent.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I didn't know they were making one until, like, 2 days ago. So I haven't watched the trailer quite yet. I want to, but I'm really excited. As soon as I heard that it was just going to be the joke, like a Joker movie, I got excited because obviously, like you just mentioned, Gotham. I'm a huge fan of Gotham, and I love Dark Knight Rises. Obviously, I love the originals too, but recently, because of Gotham, I've been in like a Batman kick and like a Joker kick because Cameron Monaghan was incredible, and I'm really excited to see like the actual backstory of it. The next one for me, again, is a movie that's already out. And you saw it, Brianna. I cannot wait till I see it. I want to see Rocket Man.
Yes.
I wouldn't say I was never, like, a fan of Elton John. Like, obviously, I know his music, and I love his music. But I was never, like, someone who, like, sought out specifically to listen to his music, like, on a daily basis, I guess. Because it's not really my time. But I always appreciated his music. And I love Taron Egerton. He's an incredible actor. And I think he... portrays it just from what I've seen and what I've heard about it. He portrays it really well, and I like that it's also a musical, but it's set in the how it's the songs are in where it's explaining everything. Like it's they as they go through his life, a song happens, and that's the musical part of it. It's not just a musical; like it sets and explains what's going on at that time. And I'm really excited to see how well that's done, which I think it's going to be incredible. Obviously, you already saw it. You said it was good. I'm really excited to watch it. I can't wait.
So my next one is going to be Star Wars. This is the final movie in the trilogy that continues on the original story. You know, we still have all of those break-off movies that focus in on one single character's backstory, but this is the final one in this trilogy. Seriously, cannot wait. I love Daisy Ridley. She is amazing. She had a huge role to step into with this new continuation. I mean, Star Wars is one of the biggest known franchises ever, and to just have to come into it and pick up where they left off, she's done a great job. She's phenomenal. ILM, their special effects company, is brilliant. I think they have some of the best special effects out there right now. The cinematography is always on point, and I think this is just going to be a wonderful end of the story, even though no one wants it to end. I just can't wait.
Yeah, that was on my list, too. Obviously, I love Star Wars. Huge thing. Not a huge thing growing up, but my brother loved the movies growing up. He had so many action figures and, like, so many. And, yeah, so I agree. And Daisy Ridley is great. I think I'm so excited to see what they do with, you know, the stuff that Carrie Fisher did film.
Yeah.
And anything, you know, anything to do with Carrie Fisher, I'm so excited because I love her. I was heartbroken when she passed. And,
yeah,
you know, I'm so excited to see, apparently they did something really special with Billie Lord's character as well, Billie Lord, Carrie Fisher's daughter. I'm really excited to see that. I know I'm going to be in tears.
Yep.
I'm super excited. And I'm also excited to see J.J. Abrams get back behind the lens because The Last Jedi was really divisive. And, I mean, I liked it and I didn't like it. I had very, like, strong feelings about both sides of that.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited to see what they do, where he takes them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've never seen any single Star Wars movie ever in my entire life. I should change that. It's not that it wasn't by choice, just not a single person in my family was interested in it. Then everybody loved it. So eventually I do want to watch all of them. Maybe. I don't know. I still haven't decided.
Speaking of Star Wars, kind of. So Rian Johnson did The Last Jedi, and I'm super excited for a movie that he has coming out, I think in November, called Knives Out. And it stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Chris Evans and other people, but, like, Chris Evans, you know, that's who I care about. And there's, like, no trailer or anything, but it premiered somewhere, and it got really good reviews and, or I don't know if the movie premiered or the trailer premiered. I can't remember now, but it's apparently like this whodunit, like murder mystery type movie, but it's like it's about this dysfunctional, like rich family, and like the patriarch of the family dies, and there's two detectives that are kind of like sent to investigate the scene, so they're all stuck in this house. I don't know. I'm just super excited. Yeah, Chris Evans, Michael Shannon, who I love. He's such a good actor, and he's like, he seems like such a weird dude, and he's so, but he's so good that I'm like, yes, yes. So I'm excited. It's like, I don't know. If even though I haven't seen anything, it reminds me already of the movie Clue, which is one of my favorite movies ever, even though it's not supposedly not supposed to be, like, funny-ish like that, or maybe it is. I don't know. There's no trailer out. But I love murder mystery type things. Like, that murder mystery episode of Lizzie McGuire was one of my favorite episodes. Like, murder mystery is my jam. And I think there's a Netflix movie coming out, I think tomorrow, Wednesday, with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, and it's apparently, like, a murder mystery as well, and I'm down for that, too. So that's another movie that I'm looking forward to. But, yeah, murder mysteries. Knives Out, November, Rian Johnson, that's my jam.
I haven't heard about that yet. Sounds interesting. Obviously, Chris Evans. Definitely will watch it solely, even if I solely just do it on because of him.
And obviously, I'm going to drag you to it if you think it looks interesting when you watch when the trailer comes out, so.
I'm down. That's fine. My next one, so the ones that I have left are ones that, like, I want to see and I'm excited about, but I'm not, like, dying to see, you know, like Jumanji and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to see Men in Black just because I love the original so much, and I'm excited to see, like, what they do with it. I think Chris Hemsworth will be great in it. Yeah, so I'm excited to see Men in Black. I think it'll be cool seeing, like, all the aliens in updated CGI. I think that'll be pretty cool. So I'm excited for that one.
How about you, Kylie?
My final one for this year is probably the second live-action Maleficent movie. And I gotta be honest, like, when I first heard about that, I wasn't super stoked. I was like, oh, okay, you know. I mean, it's cool. I did like the idea of hearing about Maleficent and learning more about her and her story, because she's definitely a very complex character. But I didn't go into it knowing that I was going to love it as much as I did. I think Angelina Jolie did a great job of capturing the personality and everything about Maleficent. She did wonderful. And I think she's going to do just as good in the second one. I hope she does. I'm excited to learn more about her story and see the continuation and what happens with that. But, I mean, who doesn't love Angelina Jolie? I mean.
Right.
So I don't expect anything but greatness from her, and I hope the movie's wonderful.
I think the movie's going to be good. I haven't seen the first one yet. It's one that, like, I was dying to see when it came out.
So
I know. Like, I was dying to see it, and then I just never did, and then I just completely forgot about it. And I'll think of it, like, every once in a while. I'm like, oh, I'll watch it, and then I'll forget about it again. So that reminds me. I got to watch the first one because it looked really good, and I'm sure it was great. And I'm sure the second one's going to be just as good. I mean, like you said, it's Angelina Jolie. I mean, where can you go wrong? Because it looked really, really good.
One of the most impressive things in the first one was the costuming.
Yeah.
And, like, the colors, there's such a contrast. Yeah, but the costuming was just spectacular. And I know that doesn't really matter, but it just added so much production value, to the movie. And it just brought it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, that does matter.
Yeah,
I mean, you want it
matters.
To look real.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I think that's a big part of it. So, yeah, I'm excited to watch the first one so that I can get even more excited about the second one now.
Yeah, I've never seen the first one either. I don't know. It's not even, like, I've gotten out of my way to avoid watching it, but, like, I'll see it on TV, and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to sit down and watch this right now. I don't know. It's been one of those movies where I'm just like, I don't know. And those movies are far and few. Like, I'm usually down to just watch movies. So, staying on the Disney train, this is a movie I didn't think I would be excited for, but I actually am. Toy Story 4. And the reason I wasn't initially excited is because I thought Toy Story 3 was, I thought it was good, but I also thought it was the best ending for the characters, you know? Like, Andy went off to college and, you know, he gave the toys to Bonnie, and I thought it was a good ending. It made me cry because I think it came out around the time we were graduating high school, I think. So I think, like, we were that perfect age, or maybe, I know it came.
I think it was junior year.
Yeah.
Well, whenever it was, still around that time where, you know, you're getting older and, you know, you're kind of closing the book on your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it came out in 2010.
Okay. Because I remember going to the movies and Isaac was there to go see it.
Okay, well then, never mind. But anyway, it just felt like that movie, you know, where you're closing the book on your childhood. And I thought it was a perfect ending, so I was surprised to be excited for Toy Story 4. But, you know, I think it's hard for Disney to go wrong with Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of them have been good movies. And I love Tom Hanks, and I will probably see any movie that Tom Hanks does. So, Toy Story 4.
Yeah, same with that. And I had no idea it had been 9 years. That's crazy, actually. But yeah, I thought Toy Story 3 ended so well. It was the perfect ending to that, like, thing. And I think they do have a lot of pressure on them for this movie because I also, like, when they announced Toy Story 3, I was like, ooh, I feel like they're pushing it a little bit. But obviously they pulled out an amazing movie. And so hearing that there was going to be a fourth one, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I feel like people are going to lose interest, but clearly not. Everyone's stoked for it. And the new, cute new little characters look so cute. The little Spoon is precious. And
Spork.
Oh, is he a spork? Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a spork.
But, I mean, yeah, Toy Story is such a great franchise. It's such a great story, and I'm...
Bo Peep is back!
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Queen.
And I'm excited to see where they go with this. Like, I don't remember. But, like, is Andy in this one?
I don't think so. I think it's Bonnie only.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But
I feel
like he might make it.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see a Toy Story without Andy.
I think they might have shown him in it or shown him as a kid because I feel like I saw some memes like comparing what Andy originally looked like as a kid to what he looks like now.
He looks totally different now, right?
Yeah.
Or like his kid version of Andy now looks totally different.
Yeah. But it could not be Andy. It could be like Andy's son or something and we don't know. you know, he could be tricking
yeah.
them.
I mean, it's been 9 years since he left for college, so.
Right. So he's like, what?
That's actually good.
26, 27 now? Like,
yeah, he could totally have like a little 5-year-old kid.
Give Andy a son. Hashtag give Andy a son.
Yeah, that was on my list. I completely passed over it.
I figured because I was like, that's so weird.
I never saw
weird.
The third one.
Really? Oh my God, it's so yeah. good. You have to watch. I think I boohooed in the theater watching that movie. Like, my dad and I both.
Wait, which
boohooed.
One?
Yeah.
Toy Story 3.
Third one. I never watched the third one. Like, I think it was kind of like Maleficent, where it's like, I wanted to see it, but I just never did, and then I just completely just, like, disregarded it for some reason.
Yeah.
I remember hearing people were, like, crying over it, and I was like, I mean, it's a Toy Story movie, how sad could it be? But, I mean, hey, I'm sure I'll boohoo when I watch it. Next one for me, I know nobody else is gonna agree, but I low-key want to see it. I don't know why. I'm kind of excited for that Dora movie. I think it looks cute. Like, looks like a nice, cute little family movie, and I like family movies. I think it'll be interesting. I think her name's Isabella Moner. I think that's her name, who plays Dora. I like her as an actress. I think she's good. I think she's perfect for the role. So I'm excited to just see where it goes. I was never like a Dora fan ever in my entire life.
I think you were too old for it.
Maybe.
When it started.
Maybe. I never caught on the Dora train. But I think it looks like a cute movie. Like, I might not see it in theaters. Like, I might watch it at home or get, like, a Redbox or something. But I think it looks cute.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not excited for it. But I will admit it does look cute. I think, you know, the audience that it's going for mm-hmm. is definitely going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It definitely looks like a cute movie. Speaking of cute movies, I'm excited for Spies in Disguise. With Tom Holland and Will Smith. It's an animated movie where they're spies in disguise. And I don't know. I love animated movies. And I kind of, especially with, I don't remember what studio is making this one. Blue Sky Studios. Anyway, I feel like Disney has been focusing with their animated movies on making, ever since the genie in Aladdin, really, making them big-named actors
mm-hmm.
instead of voice actors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been, like, a few movies in between that have been, like, actual voice actors that aren't just actors doing voices.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some, like, complaints about that, personally, especially lately, like, seeing all the animated movies out, but damn it, I love Tom Holland and Will Smith, so
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go see Spies in Disguise, despite my little complaints about that and, you know, big-name actors doing animated films like that. But, I mean, you should definitely look at the trailer. It's super cute. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm not a huge animated film person, unless it looks, like, unless it's Disney, relate, like a Disney movie, or, like, looks like it's just, like, a good movie. I'm not going to specifically look for animated movies, but I'll literally watch anything Tom Holland is ever in because that's my number one. I'm pretty sure I've seen everything he's been in, so I'll watch the trailer and I'm sure I'll want to see it just because I love him.
Okay, so my final movie to kind of round it out, it doesn't come out until March of next year, but it is another live-action remake, and it's Mulan. I don't have much to say. There's not much out. There's no trailers out or anything yet. So there's not much to go off of, but Mulan is a classic and I feel like it's a super underrated movie.
Yeah.
And
100%.
I freaking love the animated Mulan so much.
So much.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And they're getting a Chinese actress to play Mulan and she's known for her Chinese-speaking roles, so I'm excited to see her take on this kind of a movie.
Same. That's
yeah. Same.
I can't wait. Like I've been saying, I'm kind of weary of live-action Disney and stuff like that, but I'm excited for Mulan because it's Mulan, and I love that movie, and I know they're going to change. I think they said they were, like, changing the story up a little bit. Like, there's no Li Shang, is that his name? And there's no, like, It's not a musical, really? I don't think. Unless they decided to change it back when people were, like, pushing back against it. I'm still excited to see what they do with it. But I'm like, first of all, I love him, and I love the songs in that film are a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Like, you can't...
If Shang's not even in it, how do you... You can't have the Mulan movie without Shang.
That's weird.
I think they're changing, like, they're changing it completely, I'm pretty sure. Not completely.
I'm just kidding, I don't want to see it.
I have faith in them, though.
So the next movie that I'm excited about, kind of keeping on the, it's not Disney, but it's still, like, family-friendly, just even though Mulan, the live action, is apparently not as family-friendly, but it's still Disney, still family. I'm excited for the Mr. Rogers movie with Tom Hanks. I'm trying to remember. I think it's called, what is it called? If not, is it Will You Be My Neighbor? I can't remember. But, yeah, something like that. And I'm super excited. I know, it's called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. I'm super excited for it. I'm also super excited it has a female director. Like, I love when these wide movies, like, movies that are opening, like, nationwide,
mm-hmm.
get, have female directors. Like, there aren't enough movies that are directed by females. So, yes, and she also directed a movie I love from last year, but a lot of people probably saw it this year with Oscars and everything, Can You Ever Forgive Me with Melissa McCarthy. And I'm really excited for that. I love Tom Hanks. Like I said, I'll see anything that dude is in. So I'm excited for that. And, Mr. Rogers was such a fantastic human being. So I'm so excited to see how he does and what they do with it.
To round out mine, I have two left. One is, I didn't even know they were doing a second one. So I'm excited. I'm excited because I love the first one. So Zombieland, I guess they're making a second one.
Oh, yeah.
With the same cast.
Mm-hmm.
Just like years later. I think that's really cool. I loved the first one. I thought it was so funny. The cast was great. So I'm excited to see like the same people do just even more. Just kind of add on.
Mm-hmm.
So that one I'm really excited about. I literally just found out about that one today. And then this one, y'all definitely probably never heard of. It's not an independent film, but it's kind of like an independent film. It's called Giant Little Ones.
Hmm.
It has my boy Josh Wiggins in it. I love that kid. He's an insane actor. He's not in a lot of stuff, but everything he does, he's like the lead role. And it's mostly independent films, and it's just he kills it every single freaking time. And the story's really good. I think it's a story that needs to be... That needs to be talked about, but, like, it's an important, like, relevant storyline about, like, finding yourself. I love, like, finding yourself movies. I love that kind of stuff, but I'm really excited to watch that one. It came out a little while ago, but since it's an independent film, it's, like, kind of hard to find.
Mm.
So I'm still trying to find it, but, yeah, I'm really excited for that one. And that wraps up all the movies that I can think of currently that I'm excited for in the near future, or at least by the end of the year. Obviously more movies will come out or more trailers will come out,
yeah,
and we'll find more, but
for sure,
for now, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna get into my list really quickly because I could talk about movies forever and ever, as evidenced by this, you know, how much I talk. So I'm excited for what else? I'm excited for a film called 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman, and I think not directed by the Russo brothers, but they're producers on it. I'm really excited. He plays a cop in New York City who's trying to find these cop killers because his father, who was a cop, was killed by, people. And it just looks really good. This film called Midway, which Nick Jonas is in. I think it's a war film. Mm. My boy Nick Jonas, got to see what he's in. what else? Film called The Last Full Measure with my man, Sebastian Stan. He finally is, like, the lead in a film, and I'm so excited to see it. And it's also kind of a war film. Not really, it is, but it isn't, which, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of war movies, but I will see it for my man, Sebastian.
You said war?
War. W-A-R.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like war movies. I love war movies.
Yeah,
yeah, like, it's not like, not like Saving Private Ryan war. Like, he plays a Pentagon, like, reporter, so he's interviewing, I think he's interviewing people, I think it's based on a true story. He's interviewing people who were rescued by this guy, and the guy died, and they're trying to, like, make it so he gets, like, the Medal of Honor or something like that, and, like, this, I think the war is World War II or the Vietnam War, one of those wars, and so Sebastian plays a character that's, like, more, like, in the now, like, interviewing these guys, these veterans, and I don't know, I think it should be really interesting. There's no, like, trailer or anything, but, like I said, Sebastian Stan, so I'm there, and Samuel L. Jackson's in it, I love him. What else? Good Boys with Jacob Tremblay. I don't know who else is in it, but that movie looks so funny. That little boy is so cute, and I'm excited for it. It looks super funny. What else? There's this movie called The Kitchen with Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, who's hilarious. I mean, Melissa's hilarious too, and Elizabeth Moss. What's her name? Elizabeth Moss. Mm-hmm. I think that's her name. I'm excited for it. It looks super good. They play like three women whose like husbands are involved in like the mafia. I think it takes place in the 70s, and they want to get involved, and it just looks really good, and like I'm excited to see Tiffany Haddish like with her more dramatic chops, because I watched her on the show called The Last OG with Tracy Morgan, and like she's obviously, that show's a comedy, but there's moments where like her dramatic acting shines through, and I'm really excited to see that in the film as well. Let's see, The Goldfinch with Ansel Elgort.
Oh, that looks so good.
Yeah, and Finn Wolfhard's in it as well. Yeah. My girl, my woman, Nicole Kidman is in it. Super excited for that.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. That looks so good.
Yeah, doesn't it? Oh my god, like the cinematography and like in the trailer, it just looks amazing. Jojo Rabbit, which is a Taika, I screw his name up every time. Taika Waititi. He directed Thor Ragnarok. It's supposed to be, I think I read the screenplay a little while ago. It's supposed to be like a satire type movie where this little boy in like Hitler Germany has a imaginary friend, and it's Hitler, and Taika is playing Hitler. It's supposed to, like, the script was good. Like, he doesn't realize that he's like Hitler youth. Like, he doesn't realize it because he's, like, indoctrinated in it. And, like, I think his mom is Jewish, and his mom's played, by Scarlett Johansson. So his imaginary friend is Hitler, and, like, his mom is Jewish. And so it's supposed to be, like, the, yeah. So I think that's what it is, but I'm super excited for that movie. What else? I only have a couple more. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That is, Quentin Tarantino film. I don't think I'll go see it in the movie theaters, but my girl Margot Robbie's in it. Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, has a bunch of, oh, and it's Luke Perry's last film appearance.
Yeah.
So maybe I will go see it just for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, I already basically know what happens in the movie because it's online, but I'm still like excited to see like Luke Perry and Margot and and then let's see, the movie Yesterday, I think it comes out soon, within like the next couple weeks. It's about this guy that wakes up in a world that like where the Beatles never existed, but he's the only one that has knowledge of the Beatles, so he like and he starts playing the song Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Yeah, the Beatles song. And they think, like, his friends and his girlfriend think he wrote it. And so, like, he becomes, like, mega famous.
Huh.
And it's, like, really, like, it's interesting. It's, like, an interesting concept. So I'm excited for that. And then there was another, like, movie I saw when I was looking for, like, what's coming up. And there's this movie with Sterling K. Brown, who I love, from This Is Us, and Blake Lively. It's called The Rhythm Section, and I have no idea what it's about, but, I mean, Sterling K. Brown, I'm down to support any movie that he's in. That I think is amazing. So, yeah, I think that's, like, my entire list of 2019 films. I mean, I'm sure there's more that I'm forgetting, but that was
yeah.
a lot. So I'm excited for all of those.
So let us know what you guys are excited for. You can tweet us on Twitter or check us out on Instagram, Tumblr. You can send voice memos in if you happen to be listening on Anchor. Any way you want, go ahead and let us know what you guys are excited for and what you thought of this episode. Maybe once some of these movies come out, we can do movie review episodes on those and kind of compare what we expected versus what happened and how we felt. If that's something you guys are interested in, so let us know. But I think that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed listening. Follow us on our socials and check back on Monday. We'll be having a new episode go up. We post every Monday and Friday. And hope you guys enjoyed listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.